Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here, Sunday morning. The economy. What's the economy doing? Well, one of the country's leading economists, Steve Moore, is with us to talk about the vision of President Joe Biden and how is that going to affect the United States? How is that going to affect the world? Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Tell us about, we all watched the speech and we were all taken back a little bit. Give us your vision and how is that going to affect our country and the world?
So I'll just correct you on one thing, John. We all didn't watch the speech. It was a really bad week for two people, Joe Biden and the Academy Awards, for the hand out the Oscars, because both of them had record low viewerships. You know, that was the least watched presidential State of the Union in at least 20 years, and nobody watched the Oscars either. So, you know, I called the Biden speech tax, spend, and snooze because it was pretty boring. He's not the most scintillating speaker. But he did lay out a very aggressive left-wing tax and spend agenda. I like what the Wall Street Journal editorial page said about that speech, was that it was, they said that this was cradle-to-grave government. And you've got a situation now where what Joe Biden is talking about is basically massive spending for everything from, you know, babysitting services, childcare to free health care. Everything's going to be free, John. And of course, everyone knows that everything can't be free. Somebody's going to have to pay the tab for all of this spending. And, you know, I think the American people are starting to turn against it. I think, you know, the first $1 trillion package, I think people tolerated because we were in the midst of this terrible pandemic. But I got to tell you, John, we're getting through that in a really commendable way. And we don't need all of this additional spending. We don't need all of this avalanche of programs that Joe Biden is talking about.
That's when it comes down to compromise. And usually when you have partial Democratic Washington, yeah, and a partial Republican, right, Washington, people argue and they yell at each other. And at the end of the day, they come up with compromise, things that nobody likes, but they get it done. Right now, we have only Democratic power, and there's no compromise, and there's a lot of undue influence on the president, Joe Biden, from one part of the Democratic Party, and it seems like it's going only one way, the way that the left wing of the Democratic Party wants it to go, and the moderates have not been able to stand up and say no. Is that explanation?
I can't improve on that. I think you've nailed it, John. I think that's exactly what's happened. It's been a left-wing takeover of the Democratic Party. It's not your daddy's or my daddy's Democratic Party any longer. It's no longer the party of, you know, the Bill Clintons and the John F. Kennedys. And even the Ted Kennedys would have a hard time in this party. And it's been really detrimental, I think, to the Democratic Party, but also to the country. The Democrats have the smallest majorities, you know, practically in the history of the Congress, but they're acting like they have, you know, towering majorities. They don't even have, you know, barely 51 votes in the Senate, when you include Kamala Harris. And I got to tell you this, I think there's a bit of fatigue, don't you, John, on the part of the voters with all of this spending. It's just so much debt. And we're not socialist in our DNA. I think the American people are very troubled by this spending blitz, and I think there's going to be a backlash.
Well, I do agree with you, and that's why I think the Democratic Party is trying to get everything done now versus, right, waiting till later. I just don't understand. If they get things done that shouldn't be done, does that mean if there's a Republican majority, they're going to get them undone?
Well, you know, it's always hard to undo things, John. You know, once something gets established into law, it's very difficult, you know, because then the president has a veto and it takes 2/3 of both houses to undo this stuff. But look, I think you make a great point. The Republicans actually offered Biden, for example, on infrastructure. They said, look, we will do a big infrastructure bill of, you know, over $500 trillion. And the Democrats rejected it. They said that's too little. You know, it used to be, you know, you and I can remember when $500 trillion was a lot of money. And yet they scoffed at the Republicans for saying that. They don't want half a loaf. They want the whole loaf. And as you said, that's not the way politics works. And I think it's going to work to the detriment of the Democratic Party. And I think to the party, to the country as well. Look, this, I've said it week after week on your show. I will say it again. I think this economy is primed up for a big, big expansion. We saw the other big news this week, John. Don't forget, we had almost 6.5% growth in the first quarter. I mean, that's a blockbuster number. That is a soaring number of recovery. And that's now three straight quarters. You know, the third quarter of 2020, the fourth quarter of 2020, and the first quarter of 2021, where we've seen a real, remember, we used to talk about the V-shaped recovery. Well, that's what we're seeing right now. And I'm here to tell you, I don't think we need a blizzard of additional spending. Just let the economy heal on its own.
Well, 90% of Democrats want to do the right thing for our country, and 90% of Republicans want to do the right thing for our country. I don't believe the extreme 10% on each side should be governing the way the moderates, the way the common sense Republicans, common sense Democrats should be acting. And I think Washington is broken, and somebody has to have the courage to stand up and say, guys, enough is enough.
And I think the American people are there. You know, I think I even talked to some of my Democratic friends who don't completely understand why Biden is being guided by such a very, very liberal ethos in this White House. I think he'd be, you know, very wise politically. I mean, let me give you another example. When he talked about in his speech, when he talked about the vaccine and how we're doing a great job of distributing this vaccine and getting it out there, which has been fantastic for our health and for our economy. You know, why didn't he do a shout out to Donald Trump that said, thank you, Donald Trump, for Operation Warp Speed? But he just refused to do it. And I think that, you know, it was low of him not to acknowledge what Trump has done. Whether you like Trump or not, Operation Warp Speed was one hell of a great accomplishment for our country.
Steve Moore, we're out of time, but I want to thank you for calling in this Sunday morning and waking up early. And God bless you. God bless America.
Have a great weekend, my friend.
This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.